Those gopis that were worshipping Katayani, they were like the party of Chandravali, no?
Excuse me?
They were in the party of Chandravali.
Mostly they were sadhana sitters.
Yeah, are you asking a question? Is that your question? Or?
Yeah, if you can give me
yeah.
information related to.
The what he was saying, that commenting on that in the Bhagavatam 10th canto chapter 22 is Gopi Vastraharana Leela. Krishna steals the clothes of the unmarried gopis, Brajakanyas. And the devotee was making a point that those gopis that were doing that puja of Katyayani during Mrigashirsha, they were the party of Chandravali. I don't know. You may be having some other information. I don't know. But why I understand from my studies and what I've heard that these gopis were the sadhana siddha gopis. And the commentaries of Sarta Darshini by Vishwanath, as I remember, and I may be wrong, but as I remember, he's telling that these are the Dandakaranya sages that saw Ramchandra and the Shrutacharis from the Vaikuntha that wanted to take the form of gopis and have Ras Leela with Krishna, have an intimate relationship with Krishna, Madhura Bhav, Madhurati. So they were worshipping Katyayani because Chandravali and all her party are Nitya Siddha and their Stairati is Nitya. So they don't have to do any puja or any sadhana to attain their Stairati. So I don't think it would make sense for Chandravali or her party to be doing puja. If your guru has told you that or you read that somewhere, then you have to follow that. But what I understand by logic and philosophy and the Leela itself, that this is a category of gopis. So, of course, even in the Nara Leela of Radha and Krishna, Prakat Leela, Nara Leela, and Radha and Krishna's pastimes, Yogamaya is also working there all the time, and even she's orchestrating and arranging all the Leelas, and especially she's favorable. Purnamasi is very favorable to Radha and Krishna being together, because she knows that's the whole greatest pleasure and happiness of Krishna is to be with Radharani. So Yogamaya, they're also, regularly the gopis are going to Yogamaya, to Purnamasi, to her cave. She's a yogini. And sometimes they say she wears saffron, sometimes they say she wears white, and she has jata hair, jata. And she's very beautiful. She looks like old lady, like gray hair, but looking, her face looks very young. Because they're a spiritual body. But has some features to indicate that she's an old gopi. But she's elegantly old and beautiful. Sometimes you see some very beautiful ladies, they become old, like everyone. But even in their old age, they have a certain, because they're naturally beautiful and elegant, even in their elderly, or some handsome gentleman, even when he's 70 or 80, he still looks rather regal and handsome in his own way. So Yogamaya is, of course, transcendental, beautiful, spiritual body, Satchidanand. But she exhibits what appears to be old. So they go, they say, oh, she's old, so let's go ask her. So the gopis go to Yogamaya and they say, oh, we're having this problem, that problem. In fact, the first time that Krishna ever touched Radharani, because they were in Purva Rag, Radha and Krishna, they hadn't met yet, just this Leela, you know, they're eternally meeting and knowing. But in this very first time, they were sending love notes back and forth, and messengers were carrying messages about, wow, does Radharani think of me, or she ever speak about me? Oh, yeah. And messengers were going back, and their puppy love was growing and developing, but they hadn't met each other yet. They saw each other from a distance. Radharani heard his flute, and many, many kinds of exchanges in Purva Rag. There's thousands of Bengali songs written by our great acharyas, Gaudiya acharyas and Padakartas. In their mystic vision, they had darshan of so many leelas, and they record them in their bhajans. Padakalpa Taru is a vast collection which all the scholars and pundits, they draw from to get many nice references for various rasas and tattvas through the bhajans. Many, many descriptions of Purva Rag, many, many, many. So in this particular Leela, Krishna was just practicing his flute so to speak. I mean, it was God. But he was practicing. He went out in the forest, and he was practicing his flute. And he said, I wonder if I can make the trees dance if I play the flute. So then Krishna, he started playing the flute. And the trees started, the leaves started trembling. And then the branches were swaying. And he's like, oh, the trees are dancing. And they thought, oh, that's that tune. I have to remember that tune because that particular raga makes the trees dance. And he looked, and he was just leaning against a kadamba tree. And he was looking at the Yamuna, Krishnaji. I mean, Krishnaji, that's Yamuna also. Krishna Shamsundar was looking at Krishnaji, Yamuna. Her name is Krishna, Kalindi. So then, I wonder if I can play such a... My flute is amazing, has a Bhuta Shakti, amazing power. I wonder if I play my flute in a different raga, the water is going to the ocean. I wonder if I can make the Yamuna water go back towards Yamunotri, back north, in the north direction. Play this flute. Then Yamuna went back, was flowing backwards. Oh, this is amazing. This Vamshi is very, very special. In the trees, in the kadamba tree and other different trees, that parrots and minor birds and shuk and shari and sharika, they're all singing and in very happy mood. They're just enjoying the day and sitting in the trees and chit-chatting with each other and talking and enjoying like birds do. So then Krishna said, I wonder if I can make them become moan. So then he picked up his flute, the Vamshi. Like this. Then all the birds became quiet, moan. So then he said, wow, that's a lot for today. I better go home. So then Krishna went home to Mother Yashoda. He was hungry, all that work he did. So the next day he went out to the forest and he played the flute. I wonder, you know, I can, with this flute, I can change the direction of the water. I can make the trees dance. And I wonder if I can actually call the gopis. Because, I mean, there's no cell phones and no WhatsApp and... There's no way to call your girlfriend or send a message. So he said, let me try. So he said, who is the most difficult gopi? Who is the most difficult and hardest to control, impossible gopi to deal with? Let me see if I can call Lalita. Lalita is really a heavy number. If I can call Lalita, then I know I can call any gopi. So Krishna played. And so Lalita ran out of her house. And then other gopis ran with Lalita. And they ran and they came to Krishna. And he said, Vamshi Dari, Krishna Murari. Toma bina dukha hari. This beautiful Hindi bhajan. I don't remember all of it, but I like that part. Vamshi dari, one who holds the vamshi. Krishna murari, like this. So Krishna's looking, all the gopis. He was looking at all the gopis, but who is he actually looking for? Where is that special one? Where is that really, really golden one? That really, really sweet and beautiful one? He's not seeing anywhere. And he had this look on his face. Krishna had this very dumbstruck look on his face. Like he was happy to see them, but there was something missing. And Lita Sakhi said, "Why you have that look on your face? Are you missing something?" "Yeah." He's shy, you know, because it's Purvarag. That's no one's supposed to know. Meanwhile, in Barsana, Radharani was staying with her mother at this time. Radharani heard the flute, and all the Sakhis ran out. She started the run also, and then she collapsed on the floor. She fainted in a swoon. And all the gopis just left. And then Tanishtha Sakhi, she stays in the house, she serves there. She's Krishna's sneha, adik. She has more affection for Krishna than Radha. And Brindadevi also. So Brindadevi was there, Tanishtha was there. Oh, all the Sakhis have left. Radharani's fainted. And she doesn't seem to be practically not alive. Hardly any breath is coming out of her nose. What should we do? We better call Purnamasi. We better call Yogamaya. You know, you're asking about Yogamaya. So Dinishtha, they went to see Purnamasi. They said, "Listen, Radharani's fainted in such a swoon that we tried everything. We can't wake her." So Purnamasi said, "Acha, now is the day for the long-cherished desires of Radha and Krishna to become fulfilled. Now their Purvarag will become complete today." So then Purnamasi said, "All right, you stay here. Dinishtha, you stay here with Radharani. Brinda, you come with me." And they went to the Yamuna, to the Vrindavan, and they found Krishna and all the gopis. And Purnamasi Yogamaya, she came. She said, "Krishna, you played your vamshi and you disturbed everything. The water went backwards, the trees are dancing, the rocks are melting, the birds are silent. Demigods are crashing their airplanes. They're Pushma Viman. They're Pushma Viman, they're becoming wilted. Their flower airplanes are wilting. Wilting means drying up. The flowers are drying up, wilting. So, and not only that, you call all the gopis." And Krishna said, "Yes, this flute is very powerful." "All right, but there's one problem your flute has created. Radharani has fainted. She's lying practically dead on the floor in Barsana in her mother's house." "Oh, really?" "Yes, and you have to come there and do something. Play your flute or do something. Now you come." So then Purnamasi Yogamaya bought Krishna and linked Krishna to Radharani. So even Krishna depends on Yogamaya to meet Radharani, what to speak of us. So now Yogamaya, Purnamasi is bringing Krishna and Lalita, Ashasaki, all Sakis back to Varsana. They go back to Varsana and they enter Radharani's room and they see she's lying on the floor. Dinishtha's by her side, fanning her. Chamar. Radharani, Radharani's moaning, completely unconscious. And Krishna's looking at Radharani, so distraught and so disturbed, anxious, looking at Purnamasi, looking at Lalita, looking at Radharani, looking. What to do? What to do? And then Purnamasi said, "Listen, your flute has created this devastation of Radharani. She's in pralaya. This is the last stage of sattvic vikars, asasattvic vikars. She's completely pralaya, devastated, practically dead. You have to do something, Krishna." "What can I do? I'm just a little coward boy. I didn't know. I didn't know what the power of this flute. I just play the flute. I didn't know. What can I do?" He said, You have to put your foot on Radharani. You have to put your foot here on Radharani, on her breast." "No, I can't do that. I'm a brahmachari. I'm just a coward boy. You know, I'm in the brahmachari ashram. I can't do this." Well, I can't. And he starts to run away. And then Lalita grabs him. Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going? Come back. And then Krishna falls asleep. Oh, Purnamasi. Oh, Ma. Oh, Purnamasi. Oh, Ma. Oh, Ma. I'm sorry. I can't. I'll do anything. I can't do this. You know, this is a girl. And, you know, and I'm a boy. I can't do this. You know. So then Purnamasi says, listen, I'm commanding you. You have to do this to save Radharani. Otherwise, all the Braj will perish. All the cows will die. Everyone will die if you don't save Radharani. So Krishna said, all right. So Krishna just very lightly put his foot on Radharani's breast. Then he ran out of the room. Oh, he ran away. He ran away and went all the way back to Nandagram. And then Radharani opened her eyes and woke up, smiling. Ah. So this is the role of Yoga Maya. The Yoga Maya even brings Krishna to Radharani. So this is the first meeting of Radha and Krishna. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan ki jai. Radha Krishna Bhagavan ki jai.